What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's not comedy.
It's not going to be a podcast. It's going to be a fucking train wreck.
I wouldn't say that.
I want a podcast.
We're on. Fucking.
I want a podcast for dinner.
Welcome to the podcast. Fucking talking to the mic, Ethan.
What pod? You got to introduce the name of the podcast.
What is the name of the podcast, Ethan?
You should know this. You're hosting it.
No, I'm not.
How to not comedy. How not to comedy.
Is it how to not comedy or how not to comedy?
How to not comedy. I don't know.
Yeah. Either way, we're good at it.
Great at it.
We're fucking so good at it.
The only thing that you're better at than comedy is eating carbohydrates.
I'm so good at it. You should have seen my carbohydrate sandwich this afternoon.
I had bread, and then in the middle was more bread.
No, potato. Potato sandwiches.
You are what you eat.
I am a potato. An unboiled, unpeeled potato.
Yay.
I want one potato boiled but unpeeled.
So it's good that we got all the content out earlier in the week.
Yeah. While you were trying to fucking record it and we were being all racist.
Yeah, everyone turned up and fucked it up.
Yeah, that's the problem.
It's all right, we can release that one.
Yeah, I don't think
so. It's a premium package deal.
Yeah, that can be for our Patreons.
Yeah. Yeah. Patreon! Jesus.
Shut the fuck up, Tanya. She tried to fuck me earlier with her dick. She's like, can I do it?
She's getting there.
I know. It was just the tip.
Just the tip?
Yeah.
Did you squeal like a pig?
It's just the tip, baby. Don't worry about it. Shh.
And you just went upstairs too.
Yeah.
I've done more in your kitchen than you have.
Yeah, I know, because my fucking neighbours can see right into my kitchen.
Yeah. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I know you don't.
I want your neighbours to see my dick.
Yeah. So tell everyone the story about when you
house sat. Well, it all started on a Friday. And you said that there'd be alcohol here. I said, yeah, mate, I'll sort you out. You can house sit for us. I'll fix you up with some alcohol, bacon and eggs. None of that was there. There was just some money on the table when I got here. And I was like, all right.
Money to buy said alcohol and bacon and eggs, mate.
Too bad I got here late and the bottle was shut.
Well, that's not my fucking fault, cunt.
So then we raided your moonshine upstairs.
Yeah.
And that was awful.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
And then I must have got bacon and eggs at some time because I remember cooking them in the kitchen and Shaz was sucking my dick.
Good on you, Shaz. You're a team player.
She forgot about that. She's good at repressing memories.
Yeah. She was 12 at the time.
No. Fuck you.
How old Shaz now?
40.
40. 32. Fuck off, I'm way older than that. I've got me pension card.
She's just old, that's all I know.
She's old at heart.
So I was getting my dick sucked in the kitchen. And then one thing led to another.
Shut the fuck up, Tanya. Stop talking when men are talking.
Mitch doesn't want his dick sucked in the kitchen.
No, she's fucking already sucked me dick today, alright? I'm all sucked out.
I heard.
Milked me dry.
She didn't get none either.
Well, that's her fault.
I suppose if she just sucked it too hard. Oh,
you monster. I fucking offered, all right?
You offered to go down on her, but she hadn't shaved. Was that the case?
Yeah. I don't care. We would have got our beards tangled together. It would have been fine.
You got stuck together like a dreadlocked hippie.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. Fucking Django's trying to get all close
to you. No wonder she's being towy. You got to make him come too, mate.
Well, look, she fucking started off while I was in the shower shaving me bunghole.
So. Why were you shaving your bunghole?
Yeah. She. No one can hear what you're saying, Tanya. All right. But
can we address why you were shaving your bumhole in the shower?
Yeah, to get me salad tossed.
Right. I've never shaved my bumhole.
Why not? No, what about when Shaz tossed your salad? Did you clean up? Yeah, it's because I've been feeding him fucking women pills for the last 5 years.
I'm naturally hairless. Mitch got in early.
Yeah. It's that little fucking... If anyone's taking estrogen, it's me, because I'm the one with tits.
Yeah, it's pronounced estrogen.
Fucking, I'll say it however I want,
estrogen.
Cunts. Fucking estrogen,
where
cunts.
I'm from? It's fucking estrogen-y.
Fucking, hey, man.
I'm beached, this bro. Took too much estrogen. Got my big tits. Fucking beached on the beach, eh?
Anyway, so Shaz is sucking your dick in the kitchen.
Yeah. That was it.
That was the whole story.
That's the story.
And that wasn't the start of the week. That was only the start of the weekend, though.
That was the start of the weekend, yeah.
Yeah.
It all went uphill from there.
It was all good. It was all good. There's less stains on my sheets.
It just got better and better.
Shaz less poo marks on our sheets.
There was no poo.
Look, he's fucking... Blood,
all right?
He's trying to go airtight in without an extra penis. Oh, I fucking got a mozzie. Caught it with my hand.
That's good to know.
Anyway, Shaz fucking got butt fucked and left skid marks on me sheets.
There was no butt fucking going on.
I don't believe you.
Unfortunately. There wasn't.
Well, why was there blood on the sheets?
I believe that I had a skin condition at the time.
Yeah, okay. We've all got skin. Yeah, the skin around your fucking Shaz's butthole. That was the condition. Getting ripped.
it gets itchy, all right?
Yes.
You never had eczema before?
All those physios.
I used to get eczema under my nutsack. Like, not on the actual gooch.
Oh.
But just on the back of my sack.
Fuck.
I used to get so itchy as a kid.
Man.
And I'd always just be walking around primary school scratching me nuts. Everyone's like, look at this fucking kid.
He's scratching his nuts.
He's just got his hand down his pants, just fucking having a dig.
Yeah.
I was like, no, it's my balls. They're fucking itchy.
Yeah. It is rough. It is rough. As a fat man, I know. As a fat man, I know exactly what it's like.
It's kind of like chafe, but worse.
Yeah.
Real itchy chafe.
Like, so.
My pop used to have it on his actual shaft. Like on
whoa.
The shaft.
How did you know that?
He told me.
He showed you.
I was bitching one day, and he was like...
He showed you. He's like, hey, come over here.
No, he said,
you
want to
see some
young,
cool scars?
I used to have it all over me cock. He said his dick looked like a battered salve, which is a Pluto pup.
Yeah.
For you youngins.
It was fucking... What's the... Herpes. It was fucking herpes. He's like, nah, it's eczema. It's eczema. I promise.
No, I don't think my pop had herpes. They didn't have that shit back in the day.
Yes, they fucking did.
Nah.
They fucking did, cunt.
No, they didn't.
You just realised that your fucking pop had herpes.
Herpes doesn't go away. He'd still have it.
No, it can go away for years, man. People just don't have outbreaks for decades. Yeah.
For decades.
Tony keeps butting in. No
sounds
one can
like
hear
bullshit
her.
To me.
Which
I've
is
seen,
exactly what should happen with a woman.
He's
no one
good.
Should be able to hear her. Yes. A fucking big dick. Big black dick. Shaz is getting all fucking triggered. Shaz, it's a comedy podcast. I'm trying to be funny.
You're trying. No one likes my misogyny.
All right, I'll start dissing you then, Shaz. How's your bum hole, Shaz?
Perfectly fine.
Perfectly fine and healed up? Nah.
Didn't have what? To heal because unlike
you, didn't,
you
didn't need to poop. You went
Shaz
3 days without
take
pooping.
Take it up the bum.
She went 3 days without pooping. That's not healthy.
Who went 3 days without
Shaz,
pooping?
Shaz. She's like, there's nothing in me bum.
There was nothing that went in it. I didn't say there wasn't anything that came out of it.
Oh, all right then. She's fucking hanging around fucking Mr. Semantics over here.
Ah, see? Clever boy.
That's so,
bad because she's used to it. So it used to just be, I just have to tell her, like, this is how it is. And she'd be like, oh, yeah, I see. Now it's like, fuck. She just argues and argues and argues. I wonder where she got that from.
Yeah, I wonder. Mm. Probably the fucking cunt she's been rooting for the last few years.
Yep. Probably.
Yep. Anyway, so we'll fucking get back to this gig at the Clown and Anchor.
Oh, yeah.
The gig. So it was pissing down. We had the fucking storm of the century that really wasn't that bad. And it wasn't... Oh, man... I tell you what's awesome, when my cat starts going off in the middle of a podcast.
Meow.
Meow. I should just fucking drown that little cunt.
When I was house sitting, he just fucking went off his tits at like 3 o'clock every day.
Oh, yeah.
Just like, it's fucking time.
Yeah, he does it at 3 o'clock every morning too.
Fucking, oh, my God. He wouldn't stop. Like, you can't stop him.
No, I know. I know.
No amount of abuse
will stop.
No amount of animal cruelty can end his rampage. He just fucking...
Oh, he knows there's certain things he knows not to do anymore. Like he doesn't get up on the counters very often. And when he does, he knows.
Yeah.
He fucking knows. Or he doesn't go into the kitchen very often anymore. Every now and then I'll catch him. He does this little fucking... Fucking runs upstairs.
That's because I sucked his dick in the kitchen.
Have you seen a cat's dick before?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a fucking little...
Spiky.
Yeah, little fucking spiky thing. Get in there, not getting out.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's always trying to fuck Tanya. I thought that was hilarious, but people didn't find it as funny as I thought it was.
You missed that one.
Yeah, I did.
You can listen back.
Oh, I'm not going
to. What a sick bird. No. I've listened to a couple, but I'm like, fucking hell. It's hard to listen to.
They're fucking boring.
Yeah.
We need some content.
We do.
We're supposed to do this competition where we let the girls... Well, we got Shaz and Tanya here. We could probably do it now, honestly.
Talking about a foursome?
No.
Oh.
Talking about the who got more chuckles.
Oh, who got more chuckles.
Yeah, so who has to do the pedophile joke?
Yeah. It's going to be you.
It's not going to be me. One of us is going to do the pedophile joke and get a fucking schooner gas thrown at him. Well, yeah. We have to do it with the Clown and Anchor, though.
I don't know if I've got the recording of that one.
Shaz has got it.
I think it's too far gone.
Shaz has got it, hasn't she? She always records your sets.
She recorded last week. Are we doing it off last week?
I'd win out of last week.
You reckon you'd win?
I think I would.
Yeah, all right.
Do you want to?
Let's play the tapes then.
We're not going to play them into the podcast though. I'm not doing that. We'll play our new sets.
Yeah.
The jokes that we talked about. Did you do the joke that you talked about?
What, last week?
Yeah.
I did a new joke.
But did you do the one that you talked about on the podcast?
I don't know. I don't fucking remember what I said.
That's because you fucking suck, cunt. You come up with this idea for a podcast, and you don't even follow through.
What are you talking about?
Me?
There's...
An actual good comic.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Fucking comes up with jokes, and then delivers them on stage. Whereas you just fucking get up there and...
I did a new joke. Did a joke about being in the garage.
Yeah.
That was one that I wrote that week.
You missed the funniest part about that whole situation.
Well, it worked, didn't it?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Like, I'd say, like, on a scale of one to the big man, it was at about...
It was a big man.
It was about a five.
It was warming... It was an intro. It was an introduction. I was warming up. I was warming the crowd up. I was getting them on side.
Cunt, you fucking... You were the last person. The crowd was already warm.
Yeah, but I followed,
after the big man went up.
I followed someone. Yeah.
After the big man went up. So, fucking...
I had to do a bit of work. If I was fucking... I had to start with my Jesus joke, too.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That got everyone on side.
Are you sure you wrote that one? I feel like
I didn't write that one.
You didn't?
No.
You're a fucking piece of shit stealing jokes.
Oh, no.
Fucking stole a joke.
I'm no Jim Jefferies, but I go all
right. Oh, yeah, that's right. Now we're fucking throwing other fucking real comics under the bus.
Yep.
We've been on fucking stage 20 up. Times.
I'm going to take him down.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Jim Jefferies. You are not funnier than me.
Yeah. Oops. I just fucking yelled into the mic. Yeah, so we went to the Clown and Anchor. It was shitty weather, but the place was locked up and the restaurant was empty. So we had the place to ourselves. It was a good night. It was a great night. And I fucking did pretty okay.
Well, everyone was there to see comedy. And usually everyone's there to eat tacos.
Yeah.
So
I have noticed they did put this week on the ad, open mic comedy plus tacos. Usually it's just $2 tacos. Yeah. And then in the comments, it's like, also
open mic. Surprise, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Comedy show.
They just need to close that restaurant area off during the show.
I noticed that they were playing like Mexican music before we went on, which was a nice change.
Yeah.
Because people were eating tacos.
No, because they know my name's El Gordo. it's my intro music. The fat man.
Yep.
There's probably a bit there. The El Gordo bit. Basically, I just get up on stage and I repeat all the offensive names that people call me over the years so more people can make fun of me.
Just sat on my nut, sort of. Hang on. That's better.
Just don't shit yourself on my lounge this time.
Yeah, I'll try and not shit.
Yeah.
I've been pretty timid lately, like since that happened. I've been just sort of squeezing them out slow.
Yeah.
I've been coming at them as aggressively as I usually do.
We make fun about Shaz for her bleeding arsehole, but you're the one with the real flogged out arsehole here.
Yeah. Well, I haven't been doing the lift the leg and the push into it because I'm afraid.
And
I've been sick lately. With
put the
runs.
Fear in you.
Yeah. That was after the comedy festival. I drank too much.
That was a great weekend though.
Mm.
So I did my joke about jerking off pandas, which you didn't think was going to go as good.
Yeah. I'd like to see it bomb elsewhere. That'd be pretty good to watch.
It didn't bomb, cunt.
Yeah. But like you said, it was a warm room. They were there.
I was second on stage. And it was also a fucking 10-minute break while Adam had to...
change the fucking batteries
in
the microphone.
Yeah, so it was hardly a warm room.
Oh, that was just awful to watch.
Yeah.
That poor bastard is just
there. Just standing on stage. Just so... And the mic wasn't even that bad either. He really did it for no reason.
I thought it was bad. I thought it was hissing.
I'm deaf in one ear, so...
Yeah.
I don't notice. Wit,
so we can't trust anything you say.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I got the hearing of a fucking, I don't know, a thing that's deaf in one ear, whatever they are.
Mm.
Shaz, what's deaf in one ear?
You are.
Ah, I got the hearing of a Mitchell.
You should have said a fat faggot.
it's good. So...
first laugh of the podcast. Shit, people are going to tune in now.
Oh, man, that was great. Except now they're only going to tune in because you use the word faggot.
And they're only going to hear half the joke because they're not going to hear what Shaz said.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So really when good. Are we doing this run?
Oh, yeah, that's right. So we're going to do a run and the first one to give up is a fat cunt.
Yeah.
And... I'll win. I've sunk a six pack today. I'll fucking go beat you right now.
I reckon
That's my job.
I reckon you probably would. Purely for the fact that you've done like your recruits training and shit, and they just make you run until you pretty much fall over and die. And I reckon that's the degree that you're willing to go to to fucking win this thing.
I will die.
And I just, yeah, I don't have it in me.
Yeah,
I'll get like down to the end of the street and just be like, this is fucking stupid. I'm done.
You're weak. You're weak.
No, I'm just not retarded.
Yeah.
Like, why would I keep running if it sucks?
I got that, like,
you do the Bert Kreischer thing where you're just like, I haven't trained at all, but I'm going to run a marathon.
Yeah. I don't
and
think
then
I...
And you come back and your feet are bleeding. You're like, see, told you.
I did it.
Did it.
Yeah.
Now, who's the fat cunt?
You.
And it's like, clearly you will be the fat cunt. You look like a potato. But I'm fatter on the inside. I'm probably going to die of heart disease before
I'm fat on the inside too. The doctors have told me, they're like, you got to stop doing this shit, man. You're going to die. I know.
Not only are you fat on the outside, but also on the inside.
Yeah. It's what's in the inside that counts, they say.
I think we need to do more of like a triathlon type of deal where we add swimming into it.
Yeah.
So that...
Fat floats. So I've got you there.
Fat floats, but I reckon if we go for a run first and then we start swimming, like, you'll panic because you're out in the surf. And you'll just get washed back into shore like a beach ball. And
I'll just do backstroke. I will just do backstroke.
You'll do backstroke?
Yeah.
You get taken down by a shark because they'll think that you're like a big blubbery seal.
Yeah, a big white blubbery seal.
A big albino seal fucking backstroking past, and they'll be like, tasty snack.
Yeah. Yeah. Spot on. And cycling, I don't know.
Downhill mountain biking, though?
Oh, I've done a little bit of downhill mountain biking myself, to be honest. Totally honest. We'll go out back in Madawi, but you'd probably beat me at that.
Yeah. Different events. Can't just be running. I hate running.
Yeah, it's I know. Fucked. And I don't mind running. As fat as I am, I really don't.
You're only going to challenge
you if you have a get on the mic.
Yeah, get on
the
mic.
You're going to say something. Stop ruining the podcast.
Of course. I'm not going to fucking verse him. This is like, he's always calling me fat, but it's just like, all right, who can run further? Who can run for longer?
Yeah, but that's not a measurement. Like, I'm.
It's not a measurement of overall fucking body health,
yeah,
of course.
Or fitness or anything. It's just, I can run further than you.
No, it's certainly a measure of fitness.
Yeah, but not, I don't know. Like, I think I could cycle like on a bike further than you.
It depends. Like, if it's downhill, if it's like downhill, like mountain biking, probably you'd be able to finish the course faster. But
yeah.
I'd be able to. I used to do cycling as well.
Just running on your feet fucking hurts.
How do you're like 50 kilos, cunt. It can't hurt that much.
Ah, it just blows your knees out and shit. Like running on concrete, it's fucking terrible.
Nah, you just got to run properly, mate.
We'll have to run barefoot on a footy pitch or something, back and forth.
Oh, actually, the beep test.
Yeah, on
the
a football
beep
field.
Test.
On grass, like barefoot on grass.
Yeah, let's do the beep test then.
Yeah,
you want to do that?
Yeah. Because at some point, like, it runs out, doesn't it? Like the beep test?
Oh, so, no. Like, it, yes, okay, it runs out, but... We're not going to get anywhere near it running out.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
We'll do the beep test.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. We'll see who gets further in the beep test.
Yeah. And well, it's also like, it's not only like the ability to run, because you can just shuffle run, but it's also like keeping a certain pace. Like, you've got to run faster and faster.
And what's the punishment? You get called a fat cunt.
Yeah. Yeah, you get called a fat cunt.
But you already get called a fat cunt.
Yeah, but I'll beat you on the beep test. We'll do it tomorrow. Fuck it.
Fuck no. Yeah. Thank you, Tanya.
I'm sick.
I'm fucking sick. I've been sick for like 5 days now. I've got
stop
the Chinese
letting fucking
AIDS.
Random dudes come in your asshole.
Dude's coming in my arsehole isn't going to give me a runny nose.
Ah, it will if you've got AIDS.
Yeah.
Just ask Eazy-E. I went there.
Mm.
I went there. So, we will replay our sets from our new jokes, but I don't even know if you even fucking did the joke that you said you were going to do. I don't think you did, so it's not very fair. I feel like...
I was going to do the global warming thing, maybe. Or I had jokes about Shaz.
No, you had a fucking... You were angry about something. What were you angry
about everyone going, oh, it's fucking cold. See, this global warming's bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what you're going to do.
Yeah, I was going to do one of them.
But you didn't.
No.
And why didn't you do it?
Because I just wanted to do the
jokes.
Because
you shit at comedy.
That worked before. That got a laugh. You know? Tighten up that 5 minutes.
I did 7.
Yeah, I ended up doing 7.
How?
But it's all right. There wasn't that many people there. How?
Yeah.
Because I was kicking and staying afloat for 7 minutes.
You did like 3 jokes in 7 minutes.
Yeah. I can't wait to listen to the set because I haven't listened to it. It's going to be fucking the worst.
It will be bad. We're going to have to pause the... We're going to have to pause the podcast.
No, I just reckon listen to it and commentate it.
It's not like... It's not one of those things.
They don't have to... Like, people don't have to listen to it being played.
No. This is the original...
It's going to be funny. Our reaction to it.
The original thing was you come up with a joke on the podcast, you do it on stage, you record it, and then you fucking listen to it back, that joke, not the whole set. We're not sitting here for 14 minutes listening to each other's sets.
I know you're fat, but you could at least be flexible. We can change the format.
We're not changing the format.
We need content. How long are we in? What's the timer on there say?
I don't fucking know.
We'll read.
26 minutes.
Yeah. Not even halfway there.
Does this have to be an hour podcast?
Well, that's how long we've been doing them for.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right. Look, I'm sticking to my guns on this one because we cannot play.
Pause it now and we'll watch it and then we'll come back.
All right. Well, no. We can definitely play our new jokes.
What do you want? Do you want to pause?
No, play the new jokes.
Make up your fucking mind.
Play the new jokes.
You fucking That's politician. Flip flopping.
Oh, I'm not fucking flip flopping. I said this from the beginning, you fucking little cunt.
Pause it.
All right, let's pause it.
Get fucking big to be a tampon.
It's for Django.
It's like a giant fucking crocheted tampon.
You go, come here, cat. Come here.
I thought he was over there. You going to do the editing? Huh? You going to do the editing on this one?
I think so, yeah.
Going to stitch it together?
Yeah. I can't even hear myself now.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, start dinner.
We can do part 1 and 2.
I don't even know what I'm doing. I can't hear myself. Anyway.
Is your mic turned on?
There we go.
Ooh.
My mic wasn't turned on.
Fucking electrician.
Let's see if Ethan's is turned on.
Yeah, mine's on.
Yours is on.
Hello?
Hello?
Let's do mic tests in the second half to kick off the show.
Anyway.
That'll fucking get
So we listened to our sets. Who did better?
Who did better, girls?
Well, I reckon Ethan did.
Tanya? No, don't
Why
base
is it
off
difficult,
what you
Tanya?
Think. Base it off, like, the actual laughs. No, let's take that out of it, all right? Not your personal opinions. We're talking about the crowds.
Crowd.
Yeah.
Who did the crowd react better to?
Yeah.
I
Yeah, all right. Fair enough. I felt like there was a lot more, like, I thought there was a lot more, like, just dead crowd in Ethan's.
Because of my toenail.
We'll
save it for later.
Nah, it's all right. Yeah.
The panda joke should start at the koala bear part, is what I noticed.
Yeah, okay.
Like if you start that joke, that's where it starts getting funny. So if you can just cut out the other shit and get straight to like jerking off koala bears.
Yeah.
To start,
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shorten it down a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's the thing with new bits, too. There's so much fluff.
Don't worry. I got more laughs because the crowd was laughing at me. And you got more laughs because they were laughing at your jokes.
Yeah.
The crowd was not laughing at my jokes. They were laughing at me.
Well, you did your intro to your trans joke, but then you didn't do it.
Yeah, because I'd been on stage too long. That video got cut off early.
Yeah.
But I was going to do it, but then I went, nah,
but
fuck.
But then
it.
You didn't get off stage for another 3 minutes. I remember when the phone went flat and you were on stage for another good minute and a half, 2 minutes after that.
What was I doing?
You were arguing with... You had one more joke to do. You had one more joke. You were arguing with that heckler and you had to do one more joke.
I argued with that chick and then recording fucking cut out, so we'll never know.
This is why you don't let a fucking front bum record you.
Yep.
All right? You just fucking hit record on your phone like I do. You don't need video, you fucking homo.
I like having video.
Why?
I reckon yours needs video. Because you learn a lot more about, like, your stage presence and how confident you look and stuff.
So fucking confident.
Right, I can't.
Honestly, you couldn't do my material if you didn't look confident.
Yeah.
That's when I bomb, the second I lose confidence.
Yeah. There's a difference between confidence and stupidity.
Yeah. Yeah, and I feel like I'm definitely on the confidence side of that.
I think we both have a foot in each camp there, champion.
maybe. I was happy with that set, though. I was really happy with that set.
Yeah.
It was a...
It went well. Especially for a fucking 5 minute panda bit at the end.
It was 3.5 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. Needs cutting down, for sure.
100%, yeah.
Yeah.
But all good bits do. They need cutting down and then they need, like, taglines.
Yeah. Yeah.
Adam gave me a thing. He's like, for the panda porn bit, they don't like it because it's all in black and white.
Oh, God.
I'm going to do it. Fuck it. Someone gives you a tag like that, it's like, just do it. And if it bombs...
And if it bombs, it's their fault.
Yeah.
I love it.
And I'll be like, straight up, I'm like, oh, yeah, they didn't like that one, Adam.
Yeah. It's all your fault.
You piece of shit. This set was going all right.
Yep.
It's also like...
Oh, you could do the fucking... thing where a good comedian does it and actually it fucking kills.
Yeah, that's true.
They just know how to do it.
Yeah. Once you sell it.
Yeah.
You gotta sell it. Which is not something I know how to do. What are we? Six months in now?
Yeah, something like that.
6 months, 7 months in. So fucking dog
fresh
shit.
As the Dickens.
But it is interesting. It is interesting doing this minute every week, or not a minute, I should say, a new joke every week.
Yeah.
Where you 100% have to come up with something.
Yeah.
And this week I haven't. I haven't come up with anything.
I don't think I'm doing next week either.
You're not?
No, because I've got an exam on Thursday. It's like the day after. So I'm going to be studying for that.
Just come out, do an early set. Just open.
Nah, I don't need home. That fucking stress on top of exams as well. Fuck that. Nah.
Yeah, okay. I get it. Well, yeah, I'm going to do it. I'll do it if I'm fucking driving out to Muscle Brook the next day.
Yeah. Well, so. The cool thing is you can do it, and if people aren't there, then you can tell them you're killed. No one will ever know.
Or even if they are there, you can just do what the big man says and... tell everyone you killed.
Yep.
Which
that's
is
the way to do it.
Which is so good. I love it. All right. So I haven't got any new material for this week, I don't think. I might have written something down, actually. I'm going to have to grab my phone real quick.
Down.
Yeah.
About fucking solving school shootings with pussy. So, oh, Chris Evans. Chris Evans, a fuckhead. I remember that one coming out against the anti-straight pride rally by calling them all homos, basically. It's a good bit.
He's not like, he's just anti-straight parade.
I'm anti-straight parade too.
I'm anti-parade.
Retarded. I'm anti-gay parade too. Yeah. That's also fucking stupid. Why do you need a parade?
Yeah, because they're awesome.
Tell people where or where you won't put your dick or take your dick.
The photos of...
I don't need a parade dedicated to what I do with my genitals. It's fucking dumb.
Yeah. Oh, actually, I did come up with a new bit. And it's about you.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking smug Bitcoin investors. Like...
How am I smug about it?
Every fucking Bitcoin investor was like schwammy and smug. Like, yeah, man. Like, and they all knew everything about Bitcoin, and they're all making all this fucking money, and you know, like, it's fucking, it's yeah. And then the ass like proper fell out of it. Like, I was at work with this guy who was like, it was so bad for it, where he's like proper fucking. Up himself
right,
about
just
it.
Doing a podcast here.
Yeah, just shut the fuck up.
You couldn't hear us. Yeah.
You can hear it in the background.
Yeah,
you can't
100%.
Hear it. Like, it's not clear. It's just rabble, rabble, rabble in the background. Bloody women.
Anyway, like,
you made it work.
One day, one day he's coming in and he's talking about how they're going to Thailand for a Bitcoin holiday, and then the day the fucking market crashed out of it.
So just
it was
fucking lost it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And people were shorting Bitcoin as well. And the funny thing is, I mentioned doing that, and you and your cousin were like, that's fucking retarded. Why the fuck would you do that? These are all these reasons why you shouldn't do it. And then the ass fell out of it, and there was a whole bunch of people who made money off shorting Bitcoin.
Yeah. I don't know why I would have said don't do it.
You 100% did.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it was more your cousin. He was the one giving the reasons for it, but you jumped on the bandwagon because your cousin's smart.
He is smart.
He is a smart cunt.
Always trust a smart Jew with money.
He sells male rings now.
Yep.
That's pretty good. So there's a bit there. I haven't gone anywhere with that. I got another one. If women acted like men when they went to piss, like how blokes just fucking carry on. Like every bloke spits into the urinal, they fart, and they ask how you going to the bloke next to them.
Because you got to act as gross as you can.
Yeah. It's to fight. Yeah, it's to fight. It's so that someone doesn't fuck you.
Little do they know that the person who will fuck you in the toilet is the one that has like a fart and spit fetish.
Yeah.
They're the most likely to like rape another man in the toilet.
Yeah.
Because they're the most unhinged.
Yeah.
So really,
you're just turning them on.
You're just entrapping yourself.
Yeah. There's a guy there. There's also that story about when I was at the fucking Clarendon and that fucking Pakistani dude was just standing in the corner watching us piss.
Mm.
And I was just like, I was talking to the bloke next to me at the urinal, as you do, and then I'm just
after
like,
I look. Spat and farted.
Yeah, I did my whole spit and fart. Yep. Like, oh yeah, we're talking, and then I've looked to my right. I'm like, what the fuck are you looking at? And he was just like, I don't think he was actually staring at our dicks, but you know how like you just space off and you fucking just stare, like you go wide eyed, and he was just doing that. He was just spaced out, and then he realized there was these two dudes like. Cocks in their hands, staring at him like, what the fuck? He's like, oh, no, it wasn't. I'm like, fuck, man.
Yeah.
Fucking look like you were.
Yeah.
So,
Jay used to do that on the bus to school. He'd just fucking zonk out. His head would go to the side and he'd just kind of go, duh.
Just
tell that there's no brain activity going on whatsoever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, we got that and... That's all I've got, essentially. I think we move on to Fap of the Week.
Fap of the week. Fap of the week.
What was yours?
Was what's the bathroom denial?
That's right. Explain that.
Yeah. Basically, they lock the girl outside and then she can't get into the house to go to the bathroom. So she makes doo-doo on the front porch. It's great.
So was that on Pornhub?
No, it was on E-Fucked.
Ah, yeah.
I kind of want an E-Fucked shirt too to wear on stage just to represent, because I've probably watched every single one of their videos. If I watch every episode of a podcast, I'll buy the shirt. If I've watched every fucking E-Fucked video, I should at least support them.
I actually saw the best. It was a guy, as a tattoo a guy got, and I think it'd make a fucking great shirt.
Was it
on his leg?
An E-Fucked
and it was
tattoo.
No, it was, well, kind of. It's on E-Fucked. The video's on E-Fucked.
Right.
It was 2 feet, like 2 legs, and then a jar in the middle. Just like a cartoon version.
Oh, one guy, one jar.
Yeah, one guy, one jar. Yeah. And I'm like, I would fucking love that t-shirt. Because you'd know too. Like, people would see it and they'd know.
Yeah.
And it'd be fucking hilarious.
I'm still... Oh, when's your birthday? It's already been. Autism Punisher shirt. I reckon it's perfect for you.
I don't know if people will get the joke. The people who do are probably... The people who do get the joke are going to be fucking really mad or really happy with me. I think there's no in between for that t-shirt.
You can't lose wearing that shirt, because if someone comes up to you and they're like, ah, that's like a mad joke, you're like, yeah, cool, thanks, man. And if someone comes up to you and they're like, oh, autism, you're like, yeah, I support people who have autism. I have autism myself.
Yeah.
And I do comedy.
Yeah.
Someone will still get mad anyway. People are fucking mad.
100%.
It's like that dumb old biddy getting pissed off because someone was doing like, fuck, what is it when you get your letters all jumbled up when you're trying to write? Dyslexia?
Yeah, dyslexia.
He's doing dyslexic jokes and she's like, that's not funny. People with dyslexia can do just as well as other people. And he's like, I have dyslexia. And she was just still like not letting up. Just like, fuck you, don't do them jokes. Fuck it, no.
Yeah, it's... Look, if anyone's listening to this and you think you can tell people what they can and can't say as jokes as a comedian, you can fuck right off. I hope you jump off a bridge. Like, it is the fucking worst. It is my pet hate. I would rather someone heckle me than come up to me after the show and tell me my jokes are shit.
Yeah, I don't care. If people want to come up and say that my jokes are shit, they have every right to. But I'm still going to keep doing the fucking joke. That's the difference. Yeah. They got their right to fucking express their opinion. If their opinion is that I suck, they're probably right. And fucking good on them.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be up there next week trying again. So, and you can't fucking do anything about that. If you don't like it, don't come to the show.
Yeah.
Simple.
Yeah.
It's a surefire way to guarantee you will not fucking hear anything bad is just to not go. Just fucking lock yourself in your room. Get on your fucking... on your Tumblr or your fucking... whatever.
Your fucking Reddit.
Yeah. Get on your little... in your little bubble and just fucking exist in there. And then... I like it. I like having people come out and tell me all this whack shit. Because I'm just like, holy fuck. There's some fucking weirdos out there, man. They have some fucking whack opinions.
Yeah.
Like telling you that they're experts in gender studies and shit. And you're like, okay.
There's two fucking things they gotta learn. If we're talking from a scientific, three. If you're both.
Yeah. That's the same bit. I'll call you whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah. Look, there's nothing wrong with identifying as something. There's the whole just fucking forcing your biases down other people's throat and then not letting those people speak if they disagree with you.
Yeah. You can get upset if people aren't going to follow along. That's fine. Be upset about it. But you can't, like, make it a law that you can be fired or some shit if they don't use your new made-up name.
Well, your fucking favourite comedian had a great bit about... he was talking to this activist who turned up to a fucking rally and was just putting feedback through a fucking amplifier while he's trying to talk.
Yep.
And then he's like, all right, well, tell me your thing. And then he had an air horn. And every time she went to talk, he blasted the air horn.
Yeah.
And he's like, see, it's not nice, is it?
No.
And she's like, no. He's like, well, fucking don't do it.
Yeah.
So, like, everyone's got a right to an opinion. I think that's the thing. You can disagree or agree with it or even, like, choose not to listen to it. But don't stop people from expressing themselves. Like they talk about calling people Nazis, and it's like, that's exactly what the fucking Nazis did.
Yeah.
They're doing exactly what the Nazis did.
Yeah, shutting down other people's political ideals and shit.
Yep. Yeah. So, it's like, if you're a fucking, like, the far left today are closer to Nazis than what the far right are. Well, maybe not, actually. No, that's probably,
through that the other day.
But you're right. They're not, but they are equally as close, in my opinion, in the ways they act.
They're just fucking retarded. Like, if you're far left or far right, or even if you're, like, centrist, like, people fucking rip on people who are centrist, too. Like, oh, you fucking idiot.
Because we can't make up, we just fucking, like, fucking sit on the fence.
Yeah. People, just do the best that you can. Just don't be a cunt.
We're the political Switzerland. That's what centrists are.
Yeah. They're fucking, like, fence sitter.
Yeah.
Biggest
don't believe in violence if people are being violent. Like, no, I don't. Sorry.
Yeah.
But you're centrist and you believe that if people are being violent, like, you'd bash the shit out of them. So what, do they agree with you on that?
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, but no, I don't believe in violence.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just don't be a cunt.
That's simple. That is the best.
Don't be a fuckwit. And even if you are a fuckwit, I'll tolerate you because I'm also a fuckwit.
Yeah.
That's the bit.
Well, they got all this shit about, obviously, over in the States with Alabama. Like, with this abortion shit. And it's like, raise that whole fucking thing again. And, like, you can... I don't understand why people were just like, yeah, I'm killing babies. Like, but you're not, you're killing something that could be a baby and just own it. Just wear it. Just like, yeah, cool, I'm killing babies, but it's my right to. It's my body.
Yeah.
Like, just fucking own it. This whole, like...
God, I don't want it. It's just a bunch of cells, but...
Yeah, but...
It is just a bunch of cells. But so is a fully formed
human. Yeah.
If you don't want it,
there's just a lot more cells in a human than there is a fucking, like, spermed on egg. So.
The political
just
podcast.
Just fucking own it. Just be like, look, I killed a baby. Fine. Fuck it. It would have been a little cunt anyway.
This got real political real quick.
Yeah. Just be like, he's a fuckwit.
I saw a pro-life bumper sticker on a car on the way out here. I was like, look at this fuckwit. Who drives around with that on their car? Like, that's fucking dumb, man. Like, I get up on stage and sort of tell my opinions on things. Sort of. Mostly just rip on myself. But, like, to put it on the fucking back of your car. Like, how fucking retarded do you have to be?
Well, people got to express their views. They've got their fucking Facebook bio and they've got their bumpers, all right? Yeah. That was social media before social media, was their fucking car bumper, all right? And some people haven't quite caught up yet.
That's right.
Yeah. Look, I think I haven't done my FAP of the week, actually.
Oh, yeah?
What was my FAP of the week? My FAP of the week wasn't really anything to do with porn, but Tanya was in the other room. Like, sitting stealthy. Right where I am. Yeah. And then I said that, she's like, what the fuck? You got a perfectly good, like, chick here. And I was like, all right, fine, let's do it. And she's like, okay. And then I got my dick sucked because of it. If I hadn't have done that, I would never have got my dick sucked. So it actually fucking...
The only reason you got your dick sucked was because she called you bluff.
Yeah.
And you were saying that you were going to make it... bad for her. I don't know,
I was like, you're going to regret this.
You're going to regret this.
No, because I'm going to just be like, I'm going to start watching some porn. I'm like, Tanya, can I have a head job now? Now they're fucking bitching about me. They're in the... He's fucking halfway through dinner. He's like, oh, I've never fucking asked for head halfway through dinner. All right? My mind's on my stomach, not my cock at that point. What are you looking at?
It sounds like it was a lie.
I have so... When?
You should have finished her off.
You gotta stop doing podcasts with me right now. First they said my fucking set wasn't as good as yours.
What? My set was better than yours?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, that was it. So my fap of the week worked out.
Yeah.
So we got two shows next week, which you're not going to one of them.
No, I'm not going to either.
Fuck, man. So that's going to be... you're going to do one show in 4 weeks. That sucks for you.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
No, it's 1 week and then the next week, isn't it?
No, there's a week where there's two. Just, you know, there's an off button for your microphone.
Yeah, any histamine would be great.
Yeah. Look, I think we'll call it there anyway. All right, this is a fucking terrible idea to do this podcast with these women around.
Ugh.
And I'll...
2 weeks, but I can't do next week or the week after. I've got exams.
There's definitely two next week.
There's not. I'm telling you.
There's two in 1 week.
There's one on next week.
Mm.
Which would be... Thank you. Which would be... The 14th or something like that.
The Clown and Anchor.
No, the Clown and Anchor we just had.
Yeah, you're right. So
next week's the Kent.
Yeah.
The week after that's the Stag and Hunter.
And the Clown and Anchor.
And the Clown and Anchor in one week. Yeah. I'm going to miss them too. Yeah, so I'm missing out on 3 fucking gigs.
Yeah.
Which is good for you because it'll give you time to catch up.
Oh, yeah, righto. I'll just fucking get up there and not do my punchlines again.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. That's the podcast.
All right, fuck this.